Hey, what's up, everyone? Thanks for listening. This is the Daddy Daughter Bible Talk Podcast. I'm the daddy and the preacher.
And I'm the preacher's daughter. My name is Cheyenne, and I'm 7.
You had a birthday
yesterday.
And you turned
7
years old. This is the podcast where a daddy and a daughter discuss the Bible. We have a little Bible talk. The theme verse of this particular podcast is Psalm 144, verse 12, where the psalmist is describing how happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. And he describes how they're happy when they have sons that are like plants that grow up in their youth, and when their daughters are like pillars, like corner pillars in a structure, a big building. That means God wants women to do what he designed them to do and to be the strong pillars in the home and in the church and in society that he designed them to be. There's a specific role for men, but there's a specific role for women. Today, the subject is not necessarily about men and women, but I want me and Cheyenne to talk about the church. The last episode that we had together, we talked about the home, and I asked Cheyenne questions about things she liked about the home and the way God made the home and Adam and Eve and our home. In this episode, I'd like for us to discuss the church together. So let me begin by saying this. So in Matthew 16, verse 18, Matthew records where Jesus promised that he said, "I will build my church." Right? Mm-hmm. Jesus promised to build his church. And then Jesus died on the cross. He was buried. And he was what? What happened after he was buried?
He was resurrected.
He was resurrected on what day?
Sunday
morning. And then about 40 days later, he established his what?
Church.
His church. And the church, the word church, is a word that means the called out body of Christ. People are called out of the world by God through the gospel. When the gospel is read, when it is taught, when it's preached, when it's heard, people who desire to obey God believe it. They repent of their sins. And they are baptized into Christ, and they rise from the waters of baptism to walk what?
In newness of life.
Good job, in newness of life. And those who have been baptized into Christ make up the church. And those who are children and kids, even though they haven't been baptized because they're children, they are in God's kingdom. You see, there are only two kingdoms in this world, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. And children are not in the kingdom of Satan because God, Jesus said of children, of such is the kingdom of heaven, Matthew 18:3. Now, here's some questions I have for the daddy-daughter Bible talk. When we think about the church, what church do we think about? Which one do you think about when you think of the church?
God's church.
Yes, God's church. Who died for the church?
God.
Yes.
Basically Jesus.
Yes, Jesus. But what congregation do you think of when you think of the church? Where are you worshiping every? What congregation are you a part of? That's right, the Washington Avenue Church of Christ. And where are we located? What city?
Jonesboro.
In Jonesboro, Arkansas.
You can't forget that.
No, you can't forget that. And our address is 2001 West Washington Avenue. If you're in Jonesboro or you're around the area, this is your personal invitation to come and be with us. We'd love to meet you. We've been praying for you, and praying that you might come to God and that you'd have such opportunities and you could meet a church that loves God and loves the gospel. Now, what are some things you love about our church here at Washington Avenue?
That I get to see my friends.
Uh-huh. That sounds important to me.
Sometimes I see my church family.
Yeah.
And we get to sing, pray, and go to Bible class.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't that so much fun?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it just feel good when you do those things?
Yeah.
They feel good because they're things that God made for us to do and to practice from the heart. And when we do, God blesses us because He wants us to grow closer to Him. So you get to see your friends when you come to church services, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
What all do we do on Sunday when we come together in our church? Now, the church is not the building, right?
No,
That's just the building. It's the people. So when the people come together here at Washington Avenue, what do we do before worship? We have what?
A prayer.
Well, yeah, song and prayer. And what do we do after that? Before worship?
We...
You said it just a moment ago, one of the things you like to do.
Like...
I'm making this too hard on you.
Fine.
We have Bible class, right? Mm-hmm. Before worship, we have Bible class.
Said before worship.
Yeah.
Like before Bible class, worship, and all that.
Yeah, I was
like
thinking
fellowship or something.
Yeah, like fellowship or something like that.
When we go to
church. Yep. But we also, when we come together, before the worship, we have Bible class. So I was going to mention that. And we have a lot of Bible classes here, don't we?
Yes, a lot.
Do we have Bible classes for all ages?
Yes.
Yes, we do. And we have some that are younger than you, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have some that are a little older, right?
Yes. We at least have 5 babies.
Uh-huh.
Including my sister.
Uh-huh. We got a little baby sister coming along, don't you?
Yep.
Okay, so let me ask you this question. What do you like about Bible class?
Because I get to do crafts in there, learn about the Bible, do a lot of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some things you've been learning recently in Bible class? Can you remember? I know I'm putting you on the spot, but what have y'all been learning about recently on Sundays in Bible class?
We've been learning. We learned about Samson and Samuel.
Yeah. Who teaches your Sunday morning class right now?
Kirsten.
Miss Kirsten does. And who teaches your Wednesday night class?
Kirsten.
Okay, Kirsten's doing Wednesday night also?
She never changes unless she's out of town.
Okay. So, Sunday morning and Wednesday night, you have the same teacher,
mm-hmm.
Kirsten. And right now, you've been learning about Samson and Samuel. What's something about Samson that you've learned that you thought was really important, maybe?
That he had to believe in God if he wanted himself to be strong.
Yep.
He had to make good promises to God.
He
had to keep them.
Yeah.
Never break your promise.
Yeah.
That you should know.
Yeah. And did God expect Samson to obey God?
Yes.
Yes, he did. Did Samson mess up sometimes and make mistakes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did.
He let Delilah know his secret.
Yeah.
All that.
Let me ask you.
Problems.
Is God loving and forgiving, though? Did God forgive Samson?
He did.
Yes, he did. And did you know that in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, many, 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 many years after Samson was dead, the Hebrews writer, he lists a bunch of godly men and women who acted in their life by faith, and he mentions Samson. So we believe and trust that Samson died. And when he died, he was right with God. What about Samuel?
Nice.
Was there something? Yeah, it is nice. It's awesome, isn't it? It's good to know, right? It's good to know that even when we sin, God still loves us. He just wants us to repent of our sins and confess our sins to Him and keep living right, right?
Mm-hmm.
God is a loving and forgiving God. What about, you said Samuel. What's something real important you learned about Samuel lately?
That
okay if you get it wrong. It's okay. Sometimes I get things wrong. Samuel.
It's a hard question.
Samuel was a priest.
Priest.
Yes, and he was a prophet.
Mm-hmm. Wanted Eli's two sons to be a prophet.
He wanted Eli's two sons to be godly. To
prophets and...
Yeah. But I can't recall right this minute.
They
but
didn't love God, though.
No, they didn't.
And he did something wrong, so God punished him.
Yes. And he took the priesthood away from them, didn't he? Eli's sons.
Yes.
They couldn't... So
what happened, they died in war.
Yes, they
that
did.
That was their punishment.
Yeah, and what happened to Eli when he learned that his sons had died in the war?
He fell Remember? Out of his chair and broke his neck and died.
Yeah, you
that
know.
That was an easy question.
Isn't that sad, though? That's terrible.
Yeah, that's it.
So... let's talk about worship for just a few minutes, okay? So here at Washington Avenue on Sunday night before our worship service, we have what? What do we do with the kids?
We let them go to Bible class.
Well, not on Sunday nights.
Wait, no.
Before
First
worship.
We do pew packers.
That's what I want.
Worship,
yes.
And then we go to bed.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about. I want to talk about pew packers. So in pew packers, I think last Sunday night, one of the questions that I asked, and me and Parker Pribble are the two that conduct pew packers. Right now, I'm doing it. And then after this quarter's over, Parker will do it again. He and I swap back and forth. So right now, I'm doing it. I'm conducting it. And I asked the question from one of y'all's teachers about Eli and how he died, how he fell off and broke his neck and died. Yes. And Samuel, I'm thinking there was another question about Samuel. Maybe I'm forgetting it. What was there something important you learned about Samuel?
Samuel?
Yeah. Did y'all talk about him?
Samuel?
Mm-hmm.
I thought I already talked about
him. Well, you talked about Eli and Eli's sons.
Yeah, but basically,
I just was wondering, was there anything about Samuel you remembered?
Yes. God called him three times. He thought it was Eli. So the third time he said, go back to bed. If he calls you once more, say, here I am, Lord. Your servant is here. Talk to me.
Yes, you're exactly right. So because Eli's sons were ungodly, God prophesied through the prophet against Eli's household, and Samuel, when he was called by God to be a prophet means a spokesman for God. It says that Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." 1 Samuel 3:9. This is what Eli told Samuel to do. Go lie down, and it shall be, if God calls you, that you must say, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. And that's exactly what happened. The Lord came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And verse 11, Samuel, the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I'll do something in Israel at which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle. Remember? Your ears are going to tickle. They're going to tingle. And he says, speak, Lord, your servant hears. That means I'm going to be the prophet you want me to be, the priest and prophet.
I don't remember Kirsten telling me and my friends at Bible class that their ears would tingle.
Maybe y'all didn't read that particular verse.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Maybe she didn't.
Well, let me ask you this. What do you like about pew packers? We have several children in pew packers.
That I get to answer questions, sing songs, and that's pretty much it.
And you get to be up there with your friends, don't you?
Yep.
And that's a lot of fun. And you get to answer questions. And y'all are doing well on learning new songs that we're doing.
And I get to hear the baby say Bible.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Yes, it is. It's fun hearing the little young children say Bible and Jesus and stuff like that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Let me Let me ask you this. What about our worship service? What are some things that our church does in worship?
Well, we worship.
How do we worship?
We sing, we pray, and you preach.
Yes, sing, pray, preach.
And
what else?
Sometimes they announce things that we need to know.
Yeah, that happens at the beginning of our, before our worship.
Also, sometimes after you leave from doing the sermon, they do tell a little bit, I guess.
Well, what about some other important acts of worship? Remember, there's a collection basket. What do we do with that?
We give and we take.
Who are we giving to when we do that?
God.
That's right.
And then the elders take the money so they can use it to help other poor people.
Yeah, and what's the church supposed to do with that money?
They're supposed to.
Are we supposed to buy army tanks with it?
No!
What do we do with it? Do you remember? Yes, sometimes we do help poor people with it. But what else? So the mission. Yes, okay. So the mission of the church is to help seek and to save people that are lost. So with the money, we use that to help evangelize, right? To help spread the gospel, to spread the word. So here at Washington Avenue Church, some of the ways that we do that publicly, we do that through the radio. We're on the radio. We do that. What? It's okay. That's fine. That's just the clock keeping up with the time.
I know. I just want to check and see if that was the time so we were going to see if we were wrapping up.
We're about to start wrapping this up. And with that money, we also we write the gospel in the newspaper and people read it, learn the gospel. And we also are on the internet and we do podcasts. I do these podcasts to spread the gospel.
Yep.
And there's other things that we do too, door knocking and gospel meetings. And we're involved in the tent meeting every year, remember, to help spread the word.
I like it.
So let me ask you this. And then there's another thing that we do too. You almost said it, but I cut you off. The collection basket. And what's the other thing that's real important? Has something to do with Jesus dying.
We take the Lord's Supper.
Yeah, the Lord's Supper is about Jesus' death. So let me ask you this. You got your friends that you said you love here in our church, and also worship service and Bible classes. Do we also do something fun together sometimes? Do we do fun activities together?
Yes.
We do.
Remember in fall we make the giving baskets.
Mm-hmm.
With apples and food.
Yeah, around Christmas time. Sometimes, where do we go with pumpkins sometimes?
We go to the pumpkin patch together, sing songs, and we pray, and we eat, and we roast marshmallows too.
Yeah, we do. And then sometimes we do things with the young adults as well through the year, don't we? Events.
Mm-hmm.
We did something the other night and stayed up real late at night.
We.
And remember, Jep was there and some others.
Lock in.
The lock in.
That was hard to remember.
Yeah.
He left kind of early.
Yeah. So we have a lot of fun together as a church family, and there are a lot of other things that we do. So I want to mention this, and we're going to start wrapping this up. We're talking about the church and how important it is. We want our young people to learn how important the church is and that Jesus died for the church. And we want our young people to know as they grow up that when they get older and they learn what they need to do in order to continue to be right with God once they step out of bounds, if you will, once they realize that they've made decisions they shouldn't have, and they know from the gospel what they need to do as they get older. They know that. We want our young people to know that, and we want adults to know that too. And they can only know that by learning God's word, the Bible, the gospel. So here's kind of how I want to close this up. I wanted to kind of close this up by making a few advertisements for the church. So like I said at the beginning, our church building is located at 2001 West Washington Avenue here in Jonesboro, and we have Bible classes on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and Bible class for all ages. And then on Sunday morning and Sunday night, we have worship at 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. And then on Wednesday night, we have Bible classes for all ages at 7 p.m. And then we also have a Thursday night Bible discussion that young adults attend, and that's available if you're interested. And then we also, like I said, we are also on the radio here. I think it's 104.9 and 104 point something another here in Jonesboro. I don't listen to the radio, but I know we're on two stations here in town. And check us out on there. We have 1 minute clips. And then also, we're in the Jonesboro Sun. We have articles biweekly, usually the first and third Fridays. But also, real quick, I wanted to mention, check out online. You're listening to it now. Share it with others. The Aaron J. Dodson podcast, where I do the Give Me Understanding podcast. That's a solo audio podcast. And also, there's a video podcast that I'm involved with on the first and third Mondays with Brock Kendall on Facebook. The page on Facebook is 2x2, T-W-O, by, B-Y, 2, T-W-O, 2x2, at 9 a.m. That's first and third Mondays, 9 a.m., 2x2 podcast. Cheyenne, do you have anything else you want to say before we close up?
Mm-hmm. We have some people here, Ross and Kaylee, and they're about to adopt some children, and...
And you're excited about that?
Yes.
I know it. Yep.
For children to play with and go to my class too.
That's right. They're fostering to adopt. So that will go well, and they will be very good parents because they are loving and hardworking and responsible people. They'll do a good job, and there are others who do that too. So if you're listening to this by chance and you are in our area around Jonesboro and you're looking for a good church, you're looking for a congregation that loves the truth and practices the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, to the best of our ability. Hey, we're a congregation that does that. We have godly scriptural elders who oversee our congregation. We have good godly deacons that carry out good works. And I get to serve as an evangelist here and a Bible teacher. And we have other good Bible class teachers of all ages. What you got? Anything?
Nothing.
Okay.
Are we
going
to start to wrap this up?
That's it. We are. We're wrapping it up now.
I keep talking.
Well, there's so much good to say. Well, thanks. There's so much good to say about the congregation here. We are blessed to be a part of it, and we want to give God all the honor and the glory. We love the Church of Jesus Christ, and thanks, Cheyenne, for being on this podcast with me again. You're listening to the Daddy Daughter Bible Talk podcast. And if you like this, hey, share it and check out the Podbean channel. You can see many other Bible subjects that I've covered there as well. Hope that it's a blessing to you. If it gives you value, share it online. God bless, and we'll catch you next time.